This goes to Dr. Christopher Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, and Dr. Kahn, I guess that's K-A-H-N, care of Laurels of Carson City, fax 989-584-6199, regarding Frank, middle initial J, McAuliffe. It's M like Mary, I-C-A-L-L-E-F. Date of birth, August 25th of 1931. Dear doctors, this is a telemedicine consultation requested by Dr. Murray, November 30th of 2021, for elevated creatinine levels. The patient is 90, and he currently is residing in the Laurels of Carson City. After he was hospitalized in January, 12/31 of 21 through January 3rd of 22, after he had leg weakness and generalized weakness and a fall. And due to the weakness, he was admitted to Laurels of Carson City for physical therapy and hopefully strengthening. The patient hopes he'll be able to move back home after he is stronger and able to ambulate and again. He is extremely hard of hearing, and the nurse has to assist with interpretation and relaying questions so that he can answer properly. He has had a stroke back in May of 2020 that resulted in right hemiplegia and hemiparesis, but he wasn't as weak as he became 12/31, and he's really not sure what has come over him, but he hopes it will resolve so that he can go back home. He denies any history of heart attack, no chest pain, no known history of heart failure. He does have chronic lung disease. COPD is secondary to asthma, and he sees a pulmonologist on a regular basis, Dr. Obaid. He's also had atrial fibrillation, and has seen cardiologist on a regular basis also. He denies cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does not urinate much during the day, but does so more in the evening. 3 to 4 times every night he has to get up. And he did have a urinary tract infection while at the Laurels in January of 2022. No history of kidney stones to his knowledge. No current edema. He does have generalized weakness, and his right side of his body is weak and stiff, he reports. He does have vision problems secondary to glaucoma. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, CVA in May of 2020 with the right hemiplegia and hemiparesis, glaucoma, low back pain, anemia, hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, COPD secondary to asthma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoporosis, benign prostatic hypertrophy, allergic rhinitis, history of inguinal hernia, and he's hard of hearing. Past surgical history, the only surgery he has had is an inguinal hernia repair. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is divorced. He was living alone, but now lives at the Laurels of Carson City, and he is retired. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, and cancer. Physical examination, the patient appears comfortable. Color is good. He is very hard of hearing and has trouble understanding his questions because he can't hear them. His weight is 125.6 pounds. Pulse or height is 61 inches. Temperature 97. Pulse 69. Respirations are 16. Oxygen saturation 96% on room air. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done 12/31 of 2021 for creatinine levels. I do have a urinalysis done 1/11 of 22 that shows nitrates, white blood cells, and he did have a urinary tract infection with E. coli being the bacteria. And his hemoglobin was 12.5 with normal white count, normal platelets at that time. The only creatinine, we didn't have a creatinine with those labs, though. We have creatinine with 1231 of 21 labs, and that is 1.4, which is actually improved. Estimated GFR is 41. 11, 17, 21, creatinine 1.6. 4, 27, 21, creatinine 1.6. 1, 30, 13, 21, creatinine 1.6. November 2nd, 2020, creatinine 1.8. 5/19/2020, creatinine is 1.5. So estimated GFR is ranging between 36 and 49. His calcium 8.7, sodium 139, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 20, albumin 4.2. Liver enzymes are normal at that time. And urinalysis, most recent urine, was negative for blood, and he had 30-plus protein. Hemoglobin A1C was done 11/15 of 21, and that was 7.2, showing fair control. I also have a kidney ultrasound that was done 11/26/21, right kidney 9.5 centimeters without hydronephrosis, stones, or cysts. Left kidney 8.9 centimeters without hydronephrosis, stones, or cysts. No bladder distension. So he has bilaterally small kidneys. And he had an echocardiogram done 10/25/2021 with an ejection fraction of 53%, borderline left hypertrophied left ventricle, mild dilation of the ascending aorta, some mild aortic valve regurgitation, and mild tricuspid valve regurgitation. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to hypertension, long history of diabetes, and bilaterally small kidneys. He also has benign prostatic hypertrophy with a frequent nocturia. We would like to have lab studies done every 3 months, so they should be done again in March of 2022. For the benign prostatic hypertrophy and the nocturia, you could consider Flomax or Proscar to use for treatment if you feel like that could be helpful for him. And he should follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.